I think this should be a poem by the artist unknown. I talked a little about the tongue, right? The tongue can be your worst enemy. So what it says now, your words, your dreams, and your thoughts have power to create condition in your life. What you speak out, you can bring about. If you keep saying you can't stand your job, you might lose your job. If you keep saying you can't stand your body can become sick. If you keep saying you can't stand your car could be stolen or just stop operating. If you keep saying you're broke, guess what? You'll always be broke. Word got power, amen?
Amen.
I said word got power, amen?
Amen.
If you keep saying you can't trust a man or trust a woman, you will always, I think this word is fine, find someone in your life to hurt and betray you. If you keep saying you can't find a job, you'll remain unemployed. If you keep saying you can't find someone to love you or believe in you, your very thoughts will attract more experiences to confirm your belief. If you keep talking about a divorce or breakup in a relationship, then you might end up with it. Turn your thoughts and conversation around to be more positive and power-packed with faith, hope, love, and action. Don't be afraid to believe that you can have what you want and deserve, and I'll add to that according to God's word. Watch your thoughts. They become words. It all starts with your thoughts, you know. Amen? That's why I thought something, I'm going to add it to you again. When thoughts come to you, what you should do with these thoughts, don't accept them. Try them to see whether they come from God or not. Amen? Before you speak them out. It's like putting a bullet in a gun. Alright? When you pull that trigger, a lot of damage can be done. Isn't that so? So your words are like bullets in a gun. So be careful that don't pull the trigger. Wait. Think about what it can do. Don't be afraid to believe that you can have what you want. And as I add again, according to God's word. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. The minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than you settle for. Though I would share this with you, in search for me, I discover truth. In the search for truth, I discover love. I think it's Zoya. Though I would share this with you, in the search for me, I discover truth. In the search for truth, I discover love. The search for love, I discover God. And in God, I have found everything. And the art is unknown. Amen? Watch your words. I think that word is here. Yeah, so watch your words. They have power. Amen?
Amen?
You can't say something good about somebody. Keep the bullet in the gun. Amen?
Amen?
Do you know people, because of words, a lot of things have happened because of words.
Yes.
Remember we were doing a subject some time ago and I showed you from the scripture, did the Bible say a person that gossip and label that person to be a wicked person? Because words, listen, some children maybe get the kind of a message. Maybe especially when we were young, we didn't know. But sometimes we say, I prefer my father or mother beat me than tell me then things they're telling me. Huh? Because words are powerful things. So we got to be careful with our words. Do you know that it's word also that can cause people to be saved?
Yes.
You know it's word that can cause people to be saved?
Yes.
Go into all the world and do what? The gospel is not words?
Yes.
And those who believe those words are going to be saved. And those who don't believe it, they're going to be damned. So we're looking today on a subject that's entitled, Working to Please God. I think we dealt with over and over, we'll deal with it as long as I'm in this church, living to please God. That's the most important thing in this world. I can't find anything better than that. The second most important thing in this world is to work to please God, right? Now, who are you working to please? You got to get it right, else you can become discouraged, amen? These are 12 disciples. All of them were supposed to be working for the Lord, right? And do you know one of them betrayed him? One of them was Judas Iscariot, isn't that so? Oh, isn't that so? He betrayed the Lord. Peter, the old man denied thee, I will not. He denied the Lord. So when Jesus went to the cross, it was he alone who went to accomplish Father's plan. You know that? He didn't have nobody to help him. But he did what the Lord wanted. So you're working to, who are you working to please? According to the Bible, you can work to please yourself, right? Your others, Satan or God. Do you know people can work to please Satan? Do you know they have a satanic, I think according to my knowledge, they have actually a satanic Bible? Huh? And don't get involved don't get involved in that area at all. It could be serious. All right. So, as born again believers, who should we work to please? We should work to please the Almighty God and Him alone, right? Keep that in mind. Everybody that's in this church, two things I want you to get, I'm going to say it over and over. You don't live to please nobody. Be kind. Even Jesus, our Lord, one time, they were saying, Hosanna is Him who cometh in the name of the Lord. Were they saying that? And I think the same, at least some of the people are the same group of people, at another time were saying what? Crucify Him. Crucify Him. Right? So, our Lord didn't bother with them. Hear what the scripture says in relation to our Lord. In St. John 8:29, He who sent me is with me. The Father or God hath not left me alone. For I always do those things that please Him. So when He went to the cross, He went alone. Amen? And sometimes you gotta stand. You gotta stand up. When you stand up, like our Lord, He stand alone. But He pleased the Father.
Amen.
Amen? That was the most important thing in life. This our Lord always lived and worked to please God, His Heavenly Father. And He has left us an example that we should follow in His step. So who we got to ask ourselves when we work, when we do. Thank God. Listen, I know some people in the church that work for the Lord. When I got into the ministry and worked for the Lord, somebody in the area said, "Well, then God, I think the reference met Brother Paul. And Brother Paul really worked for man, really worked for the Lord." And if you be faithful, what? In little things, God will make you faithful over much things. And what we're doing for the Lord, don't do it half-heartedly. Amen? Amen? Give you all, give everything into it. Give your spirit, soul, and body. And see what happens. That's what people say, man. And they give as if they don't want to. And if they want, you keep with that. If that's all you give to God, keep it. When you give your spirit, your soul, your body, everything you got. Amen? I'm going to show you from the scripture. So Jesus, our Lord, always worked to live to please the Lord and work to please the Lord. Now, does God ask us to work for Him? Biblically speaking, according to the Bible, God asks us to work for Him? I got a small one here. But they have phone in the Bible now, something. Got the Bible, something be a little heavy. I hope this is a complete one. Anyhow, this represents the Bible, right? Now, according to the Bible, does God ask us to work for Him? Nobody know?
Yeah.
All right. Colossians 3:23 tells us, and whatever you do as unto the Lord and not unto men, right? Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and unto the end of the earth. Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:9 tells us, for we are laborers together with God. Listen, God asks every one of us in this church to work with Him. Adlan, you're a saved person. Now, could you be working for the Lord, but you're really working for the Lord?
Yes.
Is it possible for you to be working for the Lord and yet you're not working for the Lord? Can an unsaved man say you're working for the Lord? Can an unsaved man work for?
Yeah.
Unsaved people don't give money sometimes to the church. If you got a project in the church, I'm telling man, see people that are more willing than the saved people to come and help out.
Amen. Amen.
God can use unsaved people to build His kingdom. That's why you look to God. Whenever you need things to be accomplished, you look to God, and God use whoever you want to use. So, every one of us that are Christians, every one of us that are saved, God asks every one of us to work for Him. But like a body, We are different position in the body. In our human body, our hand is a different position. Or imagine if your hand was on the nose, how you would look. No. God put the body in different position, and when they work together in unity, then things could be accomplished. Isn't that so? So in the body of Christ, each one of us, every one of you, every single one, even the children also, you have a part in the body. In other words, you're a member of the body of Christ. Those of you that are saved, right? Good. Now, what does it mean to work for God? It means to work for God. What is work?
You go to
church. All right. Are the practical way in working for the Lord? Yes. What means to work for the Lord? All right. Now remember Colossians 3:23 tells them, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. New Living Translation render this verse as follows: work hard and cheerfully at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. So when you're singing your song, you're playing your instrument, you're giving out the track, you're sweeping this church, who are you doing it for? You're doing it for God, right? And that's why you should do your best. Isn't that so? Didn't He give His best for us? And I know there are some people I observe, and I see how they do things. And in my estimation, these people put in whatever they got into it. Amen? I'm not trying to highlight anything, but all of us can work. But look at that board at the back there. You see that the notice board we have there? Look at the work that was put forward there. That's the tech time, you know. Isn't that so? You see the board there? You saw it's done? You must, whatever you do for the Lord, it must be done excellently. Amen? Try doing it for God.
Amen.
I say doing it for God, not doing it for people. I just use that as an illustration. I know some people come sweep up this church. Sometimes I sweep it up to say, well, I'm a pastor, can I sweep it up? Then I say sweep up, I mean I clean up, come something there. I clean up, I tell you, I do what I do. I'm not above that. So when I do that, I do it for the Lord. The eyes of the Lord, what? Running to and fro, beholding the good and the evil. Amen? So it should be done as unto the Lord. Now when the scripture refers to this, Just pull something on the board. Let me show the brethren that how they can be working with the Lord, something they don't even know. In Colossians 3:20, give me 22 and then 23. And I'm going to show you how you can be working with the Lord, something you don't even know. Housewives, if you are at home, you're working for the Lord, something you don't even know. You that are in different departments, you're working for the Lord, you don't even know. You that are at your job, you're working for the Lord, and you don't even know. Now, any job is according to God's word. If it's contrary to God's word, then you're really working for the Lord. Amen? Suppose you said my work is to sell drugs. Would you be working for the Lord?
No.
Huh? Why are you working?
You're a pharmacist.
Then do you know they have, according to my knowledge, you have some ladies that are, if you want to refer them as professional prostitutes? Huh? You don't know that? Do you know about the call girls? And now that I call men, I think no. I'm not joking, that I call men too. Because of homosexuality. And like they get good pay. But what I'm trying, to my knowledge, they are all about these call girls, and I think call men too. They're not calling up for my voice. Oh, I'm saying that is not according to God's word. So you can't say working for God here. Huh? You might get a lot of money from it. But you keep the money. Amen? I'm not interested in the money. But pass me in the building, you keep your money. You get your money, get it the right way. Amen? Everybody gets the point.
Amen.
Alright. Slaves. We can change the slave today to employees, right? Employees. Obey your earthly master in everything you do. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. Serve them sincerely because of your reverence for the Lord, right? So, who they were talking about here? Were they talking about in the church, or they were talking about people everywhere that was? I mean, this is what employee, and this is the last week, right? Employee, obey your earthly master. Let me never under somebody. In everything you do, try to please them at all times, not just when they are watching you. Serve them sincerely because of your reverence for the Lord. Then look at verse 23 now. The next verse. Work willingly. You see the connection? Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. So in other words, your secular job, as long as that's contrary to God's word, when you work that job, you're supposed to be working to belong to the Lord. Amen? That's the Bible. If you're a housewife or working anywhere, whatever you're doing, that thing's supposed to be done as unto. That's why Christian workers, I believe, should be the best workers. They should work with excellence. Amen? Amen? Because that work that you're doing is done as unto the Lord. So do your best. Anybody hearing me?
Yes, amen. Amen.
So if you're a caregiver or you're working in the army or working in any other area, put your best friend and say, hey, the brother here, the man there, the man's a good worker. Huh? I can recommend him anywhere. Because the kind of person that he is. Amen? So don't think now because you're not preaching, because you're not teaching, because you're not doing this and singing and playing guitar and working for the Lord, you can work at that job that you're doing and doing it as unto the Lord. Isn't that so? Out wherever you are, do your best. How should it be done as unto the Lord? It should be done to the best of our ability, or we should do it with all our heart. All right. Now I want to show you something here. Sometimes I have a little problem with people in church. Generally speaking, right? I'm talking generally. Now, your secular work, you are to do this unto the Lord. Amen? So what? You try to be there on time. Isn't that so? You try to do everything that you do to the best of your ability. Because that is done as unto the Lord. So when you come to church, it's not, as a matter of fact, this is more in a spiritual realm. This is more, not more important, but this is just as equal as your job. Isn't that so? Come on, isn't that so?
Amen.
So how it should be done?
Should be done better because you're coming to meet the Lord.
All right. I agree with Sister Vidisha in that sense. I'm not saying it should be done better, but just as you work in your workplace. No, she's right in that sense, right? I know where she's getting at. Just as you work in your workplace, right? And the time you put in or whatever you put in, it should be done as unto the Lord. In the same way, you put it in the house of the Lord. That's why I don't mess with the things of God. I got to come at a certain time, unless I know there's exceptional cases, right? Yeah, I trust the Lord to be here. If nobody, I don't trust the Lord to be here because this thing, the Lord watching, and he's a person to reward me or reject me. Amen.
Sure.
He's the one who gonna. Some of us, the minister, will know the time that we're going through. Sometimes it won't be easy. I'm gonna put your everything into it, and then you know. Sometimes you've been good to people, generally speaking. And sometimes they turn out to be, you know. When we were in Makdum, God bless us, we had a house or whatever. We used to get people in the house. People used to live brethren, you know, come and please give them a place to stay in our home. One brother in Partick, we give him a place until he married and everything, and we help him. Two as well, two persons like that. And when they get up on their own foot, you know they went. We had boys in our homes. They are Joshua Smalling. And some, one of them, especially, is in Tobago right now. But he was such a grateful boy. He was, we had like a party. I'll remember what we did for him. But the others, oh boy, they might be so ungrateful. And you help them and you help them, whatever the case is. But, you know, nobody better be ungrateful or grateful. Whatever you do us unto the Lord. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
And not unto men. You do it for the Lord. Now, we're looking at Mark 14, from verse 3, 6, and 8. And being at Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came, having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii, which was equivalent in 2003 to $10,000. Huh? That's when some, why this waste, you mean $10,000 poured on Christ? And given to the poor, the money could be given to the poor. And they criticize her sharply. And sometimes some people are making tremendous idea doing this. And I can remember when I was a young boy, going, starving the Lord, going to the church, doing what I do. My mother told me, I'll go to God through the life today and see what the Lord has done for us. He said, well, do you know how sometimes Guyanese people is that? Church can feed you. Church can feed you. Thank God, God used the same church to feed me today. But sometimes people make effort to them, and even their relatives, you know, some, how could you do such a thing, man? But we know why we're doing what we do.
Amen.
I said we know why we're doing what we do.
Amen.
And hear what Jesus said. Leave her alone! And those people who are telling you this and telling you that, God is saying to them, leave that my child alone. Leave that man alone. Leave that woman alone. Leave that child. Leave her alone! Or leave him alone! And I like these words. She has done a good work for me. She has done what she could. That is what blesses me. She couldn't do what she couldn't do. What she could do, what she could do. And the Lord commended her. So what you can do, whatever you can do, do it as unto the Lord, do it to the best of your ability.
Amen.
Amen? Whatever, all of us cannot be the same. As a matter of fact, when I came in the kingdom, I didn't know much thing at all. You heard my testimony. I was the black sheep of my family. My parents sent me to school and said, being in school, I went elsewhere. Didn't better come in the kingdom. I didn't even know how to spell, I think, Jesus Christ. That is how low I was academically. But I went after the Lord. Amen. I didn't went up. I went after God. The God I want you. It was amongst us. Since many, many years ago, I put on a little book. My goal is to please God. Just live for Him. Love Him and be faithful in little things. Today what I am, today whatever I am by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, by the goodness of God. Amen? She did what she could. Are we doing what we can for the Lord? I like to work for the Lord to such an extent to say, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. There's nothing more I can do. Can't do nothing more. I don't have the ability to do anything else. I'm doing what I can, yeah? Amen? Can't do anything more. I'll preach you, I'll teach you, I'll pray for you. I'll try to counsel, advise you, to show you what is right from wrong. I'm sorry, Lord, I can't do nothing more. Also, I've planted an Apollos water, but who gave the increase? And listen, when you really want to do something, Lord, you really want to do the way God wants you, don't think people are not going to oppose you. Then they criticize this woman. But there were some who were indignant among themselves. And said, why was this fragment all wasted. They come what that one was doing to the Lord of wasted. But let me tell you, it's not wasted. Soon this life will be passed, and only what is done for Christ will last.
Amen.
Amen. So all of you are doing a little and a little. And remember the woman with the two mites? Did she give it? Did Jesus stop her to give it? No. God will bless her because of what she did. All right, we must move on. It must be done for the glory of God. So when you do anything, it must be done as unto the Lord. It must be done sacrificially as unto the Lord. It must be done for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:1 tells us, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. It must be done with the right motive. Now, if you're doing things to be seen of men, you have your reward already. You say, Lord, I'm doing this for you. Who see or who see? Who say or who don't say? Praise the Lord. I'm not doing things to be praised of men and women. You know what I want to hear? Well done, thou.
Good and
faithful. I want to hear what the Lord got to say to me. Because people can flatter you, you know. You know people can flatter you? They want you to feel like, say, hey, sister, you know, and brother. It's good to commend people. I'm not saying that. When Sister Jennifer sing and the other brethren sing and they do something, but it's good to say, sister, brother, you did a good job. And Sister Jennifer did a good job this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Brother Ricky's there, and Brother Danny's and there, and I'm trying to do it whatever. But we're doing what we can, right? Amen? I'm not a professional musician. I just learned to play by ear some. But do you know how many places maybe I played guitar or whatever? Huh? Some time ago, I had a keyboard. And of course, you know, they got this, what they call it, what is it, Brother Dan? Sympathizing music. They got the different kind of music. You just press a button again. So I don't know what it. Anyhow, I put it on and I make some cassettes, all right? The cassette, somebody picked up, said, this is a character of Venezuela, and every time they got something, let's play the cassette. Let's play the cassette. There's the cassette in this movie. But I did what I could, right? I'm not a professional, but whatever I can do, I do. Amen? I'll give another lady, the lady gave me money for the cassette. I said, I didn't pursue that part. A minister, and a prominent minister in Guyana too, somebody was telling me, maybe some of you know Pastor Pereira, First Assembly of God, he's got a big assembly pastor. And his wife got the whole one cassette, and she tell another fellow minister, wife, every night I gotta play that. Every single night I gotta play the cassette. Huh? But I did what I could, and God is using whatever I've given to Him for His glory, for His honor and praise. Ramran got a whole cassette he played on his TV station. Yeah? So somebody come, thanks, Brother Paul. So what I'm trying to say, I'm not a professional singer, I'm not a professional guitarist, but whatever little I have, I give it to the Lord. Remember the little boy he gave his what? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And what the Lord do? Took it and used it to help multitude of people. And sometimes you're giving a little to the Lord, the Lord is taking that and using it to help a lot of people. Only eternity will reveal what you did for the Lord. Amen? You might see everything now. It must be done with the right motive. When you're doing things, do it because you love God and love people. It must be done faithfully. Well done, thou what? Good and faithful. It must be done to help others. When you're doing something, is it to help others? Now, quickly, what means have our Lord given to us to work with Him? What means? I will continue this message to God's will. But the number, I want to give maybe about 3 means, or 2 means today. I have about 11 different means the Lord has given to us to work with Him. And I want to give us 2 means, or 3 means that every one of us here can do. And so far, I'm going to get our lifestyle. The greatest means that God has given us to work with Him is the way we live. Amen? All right. Our lifestyle is one of the greatest means our Lord has given to us to witness for Him. 1 Peter 3:1-2 tells us, wives, in the same way, be submitted to your husband, so that if any of them, that's your husband, do not believe the word, and that is, I believe, the spoken word of God, they may be won over without words by the behavior or lifestyle of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of their life. So that how they can be won over? They may be won over without word, without you telling them anything, by the behavior or lifestyle of their wives. What Peter is saying here to Christian wives could be applicable to all of us that are believers. Hallelujah. Sometimes how we stay. We like to talk to people and tell them this and tell them that and tell them that and tell them this. And people then watching us and say, I was walking on Jamaica Avenue. I see a man got a Bible. And I tell him that to his courage, you're up the Bible. Famine is coming to this land. And when I want the Bible is upside down. I didn't tell him, but I admire his courage. But no, Jamaica, Jamaica is busy. The man got his Bible. Famine is coming to this land. And when we said coming to this land. But listen, sometimes we talk to our relatives, we talk to our workmates, we talk to our friends, we talk to our neighborhood about Christ, and the people are not responding. Isn't that so? They're not, in other words, they don't want to yield to what you're telling them. But Lord Peter is telling us to be applicable to in every situation. You live your life in such a way that when people observe your life, they're going to say, whatever you got, I want. What you said, you are the salt of the earth. What salt does? If you take a spoonful of salt and put it in your mouth.
It's flavor.
Flavor and another thing. Does it create thirst?
Yes.
If you salt, you know some boss that like it saltfish? With saltfish, you're drinking plenty water. You know why? Because it's salt that is in the saltfish. So salt creates what? Thirst. And your life should create a thirst. Now, if my life is not creating a thirst in other people's life, I examine myself. Amen? I said I examine myself. I'm not saying that the people can overthrow the Lord, whatever. What do they may not, but my life must be solved to them. They must want my God. Then she said, "You are the what? Light of the world." But generally speaking, am I getting at anybody now in particular? Generally speaking, many Christians have got blackout. You think it's only guy who got blackout? And many of our lives is blackout. So our lifestyle. Suppose I bring a preacher to preach to thee, and the man was a millionaire. He had a doctor of divinity. Very rich, very influential, right? Wanted the governor. Or maybe even the president. But you know the president have 2-3 ladies. You know that way living got him 2-3 ladies. No, somebody's going to accuse him now, president on TV or whatever. But I'm not saying I don't know. If I don't know, I don't know. I won't give my mouth liberty. Careful what you say, man. Amen. And I put him here, and the man could preach. When I say preach, he's an orator, and he can talk real well. But you know the man is living right. How much of those things are registered to you? Come on, how much of what he's saying are registered to you? You understand? Listen, you better not. You might say in your mind, you might want to tell him because you might be afraid of him, right? You best put yourself in order and come and talk to me. Amen. And sometimes he's trying to get people to the Lord. You come, you need to repent. You need to turn to the Lord. People saying in the mind, brother, sister, put yourself in the heart of us before you come and tell me anything. Amen? So people, long ago, you know, when a man could preach, they used to impress me to be honest. When a man could talk, because I didn't know to talk well. So when a man stand up there and he could talk and he could preach and maybe jump around and whatever, impress me. They don't impress me anymore. You know what impressed me now? Your lifestyle. Whatever you say, you must live it. And when you live it and preach it, it impressed me.
Must be a living example.
That's right. And all of us in here are Christian, all the musicians, every one of us. Whatever we do for us unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We must be pure. We that bear the vessel of the Lord must be pure. And our lifestyle must tell the people in the world, listen, we are different than them.
Yes.
Amen? Yeah. Go for all of us. Go for the pastor too. Go for every single person. All right. Let's see if we can get in one more now. So that, listen, every single Christian, don't tell me you can't live a life to please God. Don't tell me you can't be salt and light. God said you can. He said you are the salt. You are the light. Peter said our lifestyle, little amounts of that, should be able to win people to the Lord. Each one of us as individuals should be able to live in such a way that people can be one with the Lord. Now, one more I want here. I'll get the rest. I was telling myself I have to learn to condense my messages. That's when I prepare messages. That would be But I'm glad in that sense that I'm over prepared than be less prepared. Huh? You know, some people have a comment and saying, and all right, I will get in here. And here, this is true. I heard Cartwright here. I went to church. And like, he didn't prepare properly. So I don't know. They don't know him hard. Maybe he didn't prepare properly. So you see, fire is in this hand, and the fire is in this hand. The fire is in this hand, and for half an hour, the man saying, the fire is in this hand, and the fire is in this hand. What do the fire is in your hand? When the preacher teaches them something must be happening in the congregation, amen? The fire is in this hand, and the fire is in this hand. The fire is in this hand, the fire is in half an hour. Anyhow, so this is the most important means that God has given. And listen, anything, choosing anybody to be your leader or whoever, choosing anybody to work with you or for you, look at their lifestyle. You know what people may be getting problems because they didn't check the individual out, they didn't check them out. How many maybe marriage have been shattered because they didn't check the person out? All right. Move from there. Second greatest means that the Lord has given to us to work with Him is by praying, and if you're not fasting, to our praying. Colossians 4:12 tells us, Epaphras, who is one of you, right, Paul, a servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring. Who is laboring? Lord, laboring, not working? Laboring fervently for you in prayer. God can use us as instrument to bring the unsaved and help believers into His kingdom if only we give ourselves for prayer, and we cannot pass into our prayer. But how much of us pray? Pray for people. Very, very, very important. You see, without the praying, the preaching don't amount to very much. It's like you have a car, and it's very, very beautiful, and on the outside, you have the latest mirror and everything, but there's no gasoline in the car. So how far are you going? Huh? How many of us as Christians, you know, we look so, but you know, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Gasoline. We used to sing it long ago. Give me the more oil in my lamp, keep it burning, amen. How do you think the oil comes when you spend time before the Lord? Amen. I'm quoting from a book entitled When the Spirit Swept by George T.B. Davis. A section of this book says, when Bernard, Bernard first began his work among the Indians, that is the American Indians. He had little success. His health became impaired. He retired from the work for a time. He was offered a pastorate among wealthy and kindly people, and his heart went out in love towards the daughter of Jonathan Edward. But day by day, he could hear in his soul the pitiful cries of the poor lost Indians who were so degraded and steeped in sin. He made the great decision. He deliberately gave up a life of ease and comfort and went back into the wilderness to proclaim the gospel to his poor Indians. With dauntless heroism, he went from place to place, preaching to various Indian tribes. His tour among the tribes covered more than 3,000 miles through forests over dangerous mountains in fierce rain and freezing cold. As time went on, Bernard realized more and more that it was only through the mighty power of God and the fire falling from heaven that the hardened heart of the stolid Indians could be changed. He decided to give himself unreservedly to intercessory prayer. Instead, whole nights were spent in agonizing prayer. Excuse me. In the dark woods, his clothes drenched with the sweat of his travail. As a result of such intense fervent intercession, it is little wonder that the windows of heavens were open and the fire fell. Suddenly the Spirit was outpoured upon the whole region. His first audience there consists of four women and a few children. Now there came streaming in upon him from all sides a host of men and women who pressed upon him and grasping the bridle of his horse, besought him with intense earnestness to tell them the way to salvation. In a great glad wonder, he looked upon them, and the text that leaped to his lips was hearing his love. Men fell at his feet in anguish of soul. These were men who could bear the most acute torture without flinching, but God's arrow had now pierced them. The pain could not be concealed, and they cried out in their distress, "Have mercy upon me." What impressed Bernard most deeply was that though these people came to him in multitude, he only had about four or five people, but because of prayer, the people are coming in multitude now. Each one is mourning apart. As the days passed, he had full proof that the heaven sent, poured out of God's Spirit, had come. A passion for righteousness possessed the convert. The wretched victim of the fire, water, or alcohol were delivered, and the Indian camp were cleansed up at once from their physical and moral filthiness. They became ardent missionaries of the cross. How did all this come about? Because one man decided to do what? Pray. Sometimes when you begin to age, you can't be as active as the younger folks. But listen, one of the greatest things you can do is to pray. God said, I sought for a man among them to do what? Make up the head and talk. Do you know God wants to wipe out the whole of Israel, all them Israel people? And what? Who stood in the gap? Moses prayed. And because of Moses' prayer, Israel still existed. Amen? So brothers and sisters, you might be able to preach and teach, but if you can pray, you're doing a great service for God. I said you're doing a great service for God.
Amen.
So I just want to emphasize those two things. Let's work on those two things. All of us, pastor, elders, everybody, let's work on these two things. One, live in such a way that people will come to know Christ. The Bible word tells us what? Be thou an example. It didn't tell us to do that. We are to be an example to the younger ones. We are to be an example and trust God that they will watch, look upon us and say, listen, I want to be like him or I want to be like her. Amen?
Amen.
Even if you're wrong, do the right thing. Apologize. Get things right. Amen? So brethren, brothers and sisters, we can work for the Lord. All of us can work for the Lord. At your workplace, work for the Lord. Be a light there. Shine for Jesus there. Amen? And when you go down to prayer, you pray and say, God, help me to pray for people too. Don't help me to pray for myself. Help me to pray for people. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
And as we do that, we'll be working for the Lord. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, the role is called up yet. Now how can you labor for the Lord? Can you labor for the Lord by living a... Can you live for the Lord by living a life of an exemplary life? Come on, can you win people? In other words, could you win people by your way of life?
Yes.
Can you be an example to the believer by your way of life?
Yes.
Can you work for the Lord by praying?
Yes.
For unsaved and the believers and backslidden workers? Yes. Now don't tell yourself because you're not active, you know, people not seeing you on the outside. You're not working. Your heart's not beating, then you know if your heart don't work. I feel your heart working. Let's not beat then, you know. So sometimes some people, they don't see them. They don't be much in public. But they're praying and they're crying and agonizing, possibly prayer. And because of their prayer, victory is in the church. Amen? God wants more praying people. And I want to encourage us to pray. Pray without ceasing. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just want to encourage us. Just want to encourage us. Praise God. Come, let's worship the Lord a little. Let's pray. Believe God to do the miraculous in our lives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.